We first met Kevin Mitchell when Jebediah burst onto the Aussie music scene back in 94. Then Kevin's alter ego, Bob Evans, bobbed up 5 years later, then blew up with the release of his debut album, The Brilliant Suburban Songbook. He's back with a single you just heard, Born Yesterday, and he joins us now. Good morning, Kev. How are you, mate?
I'm pretty good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, great. Hey, congratulations on the new single. We'll talk about that shortly. But first, your duality as an artist certainly set you apart in the industry. A lot of artists will change from record to record. You've really split yourself into two lanes. And for two decades, you've been performing as both Kevin and Bob. Have you always had a clear definition of both in your mind?
Yeah, well, certainly when I first started doing the Bob Evans stuff, because that was after Jeb's had been around for, you know, a couple of years and made a record and were pretty well known. So I went into the Bob Evans thing, yes, with a very clear idea of doing something that was going to be totally different to Jebediah. And, you know, it's the reason why I gave myself a stupid name was because I really wanted to completely distance what I was doing as Bob Evans from the Jebediah thing, because yeah. I didn't want people to turn up to shows, because at this point in time I'm just playing live gigs, I'm not putting out records, so I didn't want people to come to shows expecting to hear Jebediah songs played solo acoustic, because that was not what I wanted to do.
So I
pretty much set it up to kind of be incognito, and for years and years it was. And as it's kind of developed, and Bob Evans has sort of, you know, managed to get a little bit of success on his own, and here I am speaking in the third person.
Be hard not to.
But no, it's good. It just, I feel really lucky, I guess, is what I'm getting to, is that I get to kind of just switch on and off these two kind of settings, and they're both things that are really fun for me and that I get an equal amount of joy from, you know.
So when you're playing around and you find a great hook, to which does it go? Like, do you know, okay, I can rock that up and put it for Jebs, or, you know, that's definitely going to work in more of a folky space?
Yeah, it's most of the time, like 9 times out of 10, it's really obvious to me right from the start. Very rarely am I in the situation where I'm unsure, but it does happen. I mean, there's a song on the new Bob record. The record doesn't come out till next year, but there is one song on the album that could very easily have become a Jebediah song.
Okay.
And there's, you know, there's probably a couple of Jeb songs in the past that could have easily gone in the Bob direction. But it happens rarely. Most of the time, as soon as I start playing or tinkering around with something, I know where it's going to go.
The inner dial is tuned in. Hey, this new single, it delves into that feeling of nostalgia, something that's very present with everything that's been missing this year in 2020. But beyond this year, are you someone that tends to reminisce a lot about the past? Do you hold those memories really close to you?
Yeah, look, I try not to be sentimental because it's not very cool. But but the reality is I am, and I always have been. I've always had that kind of, I've been drawn to kind of bittersweet emotions, and sentimentality for me, there's something very kind of bittersweet about it, you know? And a lot of the music that I've done as Bob Evans has kind of waded into those kind of waters. But yeah, it's an emotional pull, I guess, that I kind of, I don't know, I feel like when I can be creative in that kind of emotion, and yeah, this song definitely plays with that. But I feel like this time around, you know, the musical side of it is really different to stuff that I've done before. It's far more rockier. And I was listening to a lot of like classic rock, you know, from the 80s and 70s that I have, you know, that I've never really kind of dug into much before in terms of, you know, my own stuff. But I started just really digging on that and finding that kind of, those kind of sounds, that kind of aesthetic, I felt like it carried this sort of nostalgic thing. It's really brilliant. Nicely, you know.
And the story is really strong in the song as well. You know, it kind of harks back to a share house you used to have.
Yeah, well, you know, every time I but not, I shouldn't say every time, but most times that I write a song, you know, I've got the music and I've often got the line, like the chorus line, maybe, you know, I can't remember with this one, but I probably did have at least just the Born Yesterday as a line, as an idea. But I always need, you need something to kind of kick off the lyric writing. And that often, that's for me, sometimes can take ages. And for this one, yeah, it kind of got, I had the song and I needed something to kick it off. And it, yeah, I had this text message conversation with my three housemates that I used to live with back in Perth when I first moved out of home in the mid-90s. And the house that we used to live in was up for sale on realestate.com or whatever. And so it, all the photos and stuff were up at it. And it, you know, it looked exactly the same. Yeah, yeah, it looked exactly the same as when we lived there, which was this really old kind of 50s house. And yeah, they'd given it a lick of paint, but apart from that. So it was just amazing just to kind of see those photos. And then, of course, we were all chatting. We were all spread around Australia now. We don't see each other or talk to each other very, you know, very often, once every now and then. And so, yeah, we kind of just spent the next half hour on this group chat just reminiscing about stuff. And so, yeah, I guess I knew that I was writing, that this song was kind of going to be, it was Born Yesterday. I knew the kind of sentiment that the song was going to carry. I just needed something real to kind of put words to. And so that kind of kicked it off. And then, yeah, so it just kind of became a song about, you know, youth, I suppose. And yeah, kind of went from there.
And the film clip really taps into that as well. I am a massive sucker for the Super 8 style.
Yeah.
And you should definitely check this out. Born Yesterday, the film clip's out now on streaming. You're proud of that?
Yeah, yeah, it looks great. And you know, it's funny how events and circumstances can kind of, that you can't control, can kind of end up just playing to your advantage. Because with this clip, my friend Arlo, who made the clip, you know, he'd come into the studio when we were recording and taken a bunch of footage, and he'd taken footage at a couple of shows that I played over the last couple of years. But when we made this clip, we were in Victoria, both in Victoria, in total lockdown. We could talk on the phone and that's it.
Yeah.
And we, you know, had to make this clip. And so we had the bits of footage that we'd already taken, and then we decided to go and take, you know, that he would take some footage in Melbourne. I'd take some footage in my home. I live just outside of Melbourne on the beach. And then put it all together. And so it kind of now has turned into this sort of, it's become a document for me of this year and the extraordinary circumstances that surround it. And the clip now, it kind of carries this diary of, like, I suppose, you know, what I, my work and what I remember my work as being. And then this year of just, like, you know, empty streets and lockdown and everything. You can't plan for that. And the song isn't necessarily about that, but it completely works with that kind of messaging as well. So it's all come together really, really well. I always thought with this song that I wanted it to be an abstract clip, you know, a collection of abstract imagery, because I just knew straight away that that's what it needed to be, rather than like an actual story, like a narrative story. But yeah, just it all kind of fell into place. So yeah, I'm really happy with how it's all come together.
We're talking to Kevin Mitchell, aka Bob Evans, whose new single Born Yesterday is out now. Got to say thank you for putting in a delicious sax solo at the end. There's not enough good saxophone solos going around in current music these days.
No, but you know what? I have been inspired. I was really inspired by a song by the band, American band. Is it? I'm not sure if it's pronounced Haim or Haim.
Yeah, Haim.
Haim. Yep. They put out an awesome song called Summer Girl.
Yes,
Your Summer Girl, which has this, and it's a really stripped, for those people who don't know the song, it's quite stripped back, and it's got more of a kind of Lou Reed, sort of vibe, but saxophone through that. Which I just fell in love with that song the first time I heard it. It's so freaking cool. I was inspired by modern, I think it might even be an Alex Leahy song that had she plays the sax in one of her songs of recent times too. But I was sort of inspired by that. But also too, it's, again, it's hearing the saxophone to me just takes me, in my mind, it just takes me to like late nights, you know, late nights, the sax comes in and it's kind of like the sound of like the after party, like after the party's finished and maybe lots of people have kind of left the room and it's just hazy. A few people left, things are getting a bit hazy. The sound of a sweet sax just noodling away the distance, you know, that's what it, where it takes me in my imagination. So it was like the last thing. I didn't demo that, you know, in the song is pretty much how I demoed it, but that was going to be just a guitar solo. And we were holding off on it because, I don't know, I guess we were waiting for a better idea to come along. And then the sax came along and it was just perfect. It just completes the song. Yeah.
Tomorrowland's coming out in 2021. I'm here in April. The records come together or still get a couple of things to go?
It's all ready to go, but I think April is the general time frame that we're working for. So, this is just a little bit of, you know, releasing this song was really for me more than anybody because, you know, it's been such a challenging year and, you know, I've been sitting on this music for such a long time. We recorded it in March. So, you know, I think for me, I just really needed something to get to the end of this year, because if I couldn't release any music, you know, I'd just be like, what is the point of getting through the rest of this year? If I had a remote control and I could just fast forward to January, then I would have. So I needed something to kind of, you know, get me through to the end of the year with some sense of purpose. And so, you know, it's this song coming out at the time that it is coming out is probably as much for me as for anybody else. You
know? Well, it is a great start to what we're looking forward to, a fantastic record. Born Yesterday is out now to stream and download. Bob Evans, Kevin Mitchell, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure. Congrats on the single.
Thank you very much. Cheers.